That's his name?
Yeah.
Hello, 7 second delay. I am vlogging you from the Midtown YMCA in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay.
I am here. I don't actually have time to work out, but I needed to swipe my card so that I could get a discount on my insurance.
All right.
Super sneaky, I know. So I have to wait a few minutes before I leave.
Uh-huh.
But I have time to make a video.
Good, good.
And unfortunately, I have the coolest roommates ever and nothing bad to say about them. However, I did think of something really annoying that happens at the Y, which mm-hmm. is people that use the bathroom after they've been swimming or showering and they get the whole seat and all the floor wet.
Yes.
I wish we could hunt those people down and give them the hose.
Name names.
Yeah, so that's really annoying. Unfortunately, it doesn't help you with your quest because I don't think any of those people listen to your show. They're not that cool. All right,
you got to name names, St. Paco.
First time vlogger, longtime listener. Thank you, guys.
What a cutie.
Oh, wait, thank you, St. Paco.
Although she herself incriminated herself. It's an insurance scam. She's committing insurance fraud. She told the insurance company that she works out regularly.
Uh-huh.
So she goes to the Y. She swipes her card. She officially enters the Y.
Right.
Waits a few minutes and then swipes out.
But she hangs around long enough.
But she's not exercising. She's certainly, the insurance company has every reason to believe she's exercising.
But then how does she know about these sweaty, wet people?
She must go occasionally, but today she is committing consumer fraud.
Uh-huh.
Although I liked her so much.
Yeah.
That it's hard to get mad at her.
Here's one from Veronica. Veronica's...
My sister is sick.
Ah.
And she's coughing and stuff.
And she's not even covering her mouth. She's just coughing into the air.
Oh, that was nasty.
That was nasty.
Let's post that one.
Yeah, let's post that one. Maybe her sister wants to call us at 201-209-9368 and get that taken down. That's Veronica's sister. There's an embarrassing video of you. Listen, between coughs, why don't you dial our number? 201-209-9368. Hurry up, sis, before you die.
Let's call that one Veronica's inconsiderate sister.
Yeah, coughing into the air. 201-209-9368. So we need Veronica's sister or who's the other person?
Erica.
Erica to call, and we'll consider taking it down.
Veronica's sister.
201-209-9368. Hey, if you don't believe she's just coughing into the air, which, by the way, is a pet peeve of mine.
A.K.A. Typhoid Mary.
Exactly. You can see her on our website, right, Ken?
Yeah.
Just sitting on the couch, just coughing and coughing.
And I'm not taking it down for any amount of money.
I'll take it down for $10. Oh, here comes our friend Andrea.
Oh, I heard Andrea's doing a good show tonight. If you want a good radio show, stay tuned because Andrea's got one.
Yeah.
She's got Randy on.
She skirts that ravine.
All right, we got more videos.
We do?
Oh, I'm wrong. No, we don't.
Okay, so now we need one of them to call. We got to shake one of these people down. 201-209-9368. I want to talk to Veronica's dying sister.
Inconsiderate, infecting Typhoid Mary sister.
People that just sit there and cough without even trying.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, it makes me mad. But I'll take that video down.
For how much?
For $10.
$10, okay. I wouldn't take it down for $10.
Okay.
I feel like I'm doing a public service outing Veronica's sister.
201-209-9368.
AKA Typhoid Mary.
Okay, she's on the phone?
Nope.
She's on the phone now?
No, she's not on
Let's
the phone.
Let's say hi to Veronica's sister.
Sorry, she's not on the phone.
Let's say hi to Typhoid Mary.
She's not there.
201-209-9368. She's probably scared to call.
Scared of what?
Okay, so we did get some responses. We did get some videos.
Yes, we did. We got a whole bunch of videos.
It's not enough to make this a successful show.
Yeah, it just
Wouldn't
goes to show that there's still bugs to be worked out in our little online video system. They're supposed to generate an email, and they don't all the time. In fact, they didn't once tonight. But that's why WFMU's ahead of the curve, Andy, because we're not afraid to run that train full speed into dead air gulch.
We're not afraid to be behind the curve. That puts us ahead of the curve. Oh, the most beautiful, beautiful music I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
It means I can go home now.
It does. And what's it going to be like as you're driving home?
Why do I do this? Why?
Yeah.
What is my problem? Have I nothing going for me?
You actually say those words?
Yes.
That's interesting, because when I beat myself up after something goes terribly awry, like a bad radio show or a bad stand-up gig or something, I don't articulate any words. I just make noises.
I'd like to hear that. What does it sound like? I've heard you do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that to yourself. You do that to yourself and sometimes to me. Hey, we're going to be playing volleyball again right here next week, right, Ken?
That's right, Sand volleyball.
Hitting that volleyball of wit back and forth.
And don't forget, we're going to be in the City of Brotherly Love.
When?
May 16th.
We are?
At the Hang On Show.
Oh, yeah, you can come down and see us live.
You can see us live in person.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
Hey, it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Coming up next, a real radio show.
Wait, there's somebody. Let's see who that is. Let's just see. Somebody will.
Okay. It'll cost you $10 to take that video down.
Who is this?
Is this Erica?
Typhoid Mary.
Typhoid Mary. That video staying up. Will you donate $10 to this radio show?
Fine.
Fine, we'll take it down.
All right, we'll take it, Typhoid Mary. We'll take the video down.
You've been blackmailed. Thank you. Yeah. You've been shamed into it.
All right, the system worked.
And you know how to... You've seen people cover their mouths, right? I mean, you see it done.
Yeah.
You know how to do it.
You know, I don't respect people.
Exactly.
Good. You don't respect humanity.
We hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Thank you, Typhoid Mary.
No, thank you, I guess.
Hey, the show is a success, Andy. We blackmailed somebody.
By the minimal standards you set for us.
Stay tuned for YOY with Andrea with a special 1 hour long Randy episode.
This is YOY. I'm Andrea Salenzi. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have a special guest coming up in a second, our dear friend, Randy. But first, I have to let you know that the National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for the following counties and areas, Morris, New Jersey, and Somerset, New Jersey, at 5:47 p.m. on April 30th, 2014, effective until 11:47 p.m. All right. So, joining me on the phones now. Hey, Randy, are you there?
Hello?
Randy, are you there?
Hello?
Randy, hey.
Hello, Andrea.
Did you hear my weather announcement? I feel very official. I've never had to read one of those before.
I know, that's scary. Is that the type of thing NPR usually announces? Just
this isn't NPR. This is WFMU.
Listen, first of all, I want to thank you for apologizing for the debacle down in Panama City.
I wouldn't really say I apologized. I just
I'm being facetious. Thank you very much. Do your listeners know what you did to me down there?
I mean, I broadcast our last segment, which took place. You were on vacation, spring break. You were kind of down and out.
Yeah. Well, I got ripped out of $250 by a guy named Boardwalk Billy.
I wouldn't really blame Boardwalk Billy. I mean, you gave a guy named Boardwalk Billy some money to show you people doing it on the beach using drones.
Using drones. Yeah. Right. Well, quite frankly, if someone came up to you and said that, wouldn't you have paid money for that?
No. There's the internet. Right. I would just Google people doing it on the beach.com.
Well, fine. But regardless, I was down there totally on my own. I was like floating out there. I was in a horrible motel. I had a fun truck back to Tallahassee to get back to New York. All I needed was money. All I needed was $200 or so.
And I am never going to wire you money. I'm just never going to do it.
Meanwhile, I had to take a van back, an airport van with a bunch of specials on there.
You love specials. You've done it with specials.
No, you should have seen the dude sitting next to me.
Yeah.
A real man about down, if you know what I mean. He was
You have to be respectful to people if you're going to be on this show.
Well, whatever. So anyway, the whole point was, and then you had to mock me on Twitter.
Did not.
Yeah, you did. All right. So how many followers do you have? How many friends do you have on Twitter?
I am almost to 2,000, and I'm very proud of
my... How many do I have?
You're a little under 30,000.
That's right.
I know.
That's right. Now, did my friends go
after
you?
You're kind of blowing up on Twitter. Everyone can follow Randy at Randy is Demand.
Were my friends upset with you?
For what? For not... Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't... I'm just never going to wire you money, or anyone money. I just don't wire money.
I was on my last legs, and all I was asking for was a little bit of help. I reached out, and you slapped it away. But anyway, regardless, you did apologize, and I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, sure.
So what's going on? Do you having me on the show now? Because ratings dipping or something?
I know this was like super last minute, but my guest canceled this week. I had a guest lined up, and she did not want to do the show because she started listening back to the archives of YOY, and she does not like you.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm really serious.
What does she not like?
Did you
send her a picture?
No, you're right. That probably would have changed her mind because you're a good-looking guy. But she just is not a Randy fan. Some people are Team Randy. Some people aren't Team Randy.
Well, they just don't know.
I am Team Randy.
Quite frankly, you're editing it in such a way as to make me appear less attractive to people. It's very unfair. And
I'm glad you're joining.
Nothing can be changed or tweaked or whatever you do over there to change the way that I really am.
Which is why I have to ask you to please not go on too long about anything. You know, because we only have an hour here, and usually when I'm editing, I'm stopping you from going on too long. So,
are you asking for money tonight again?
No, thank God. No, the marathon's over. I did great. People are getting their tote bags. Please send me your tote bag photos. I love them. They are so attractive.
That was pathetic to see you grovel for dough like that. I used to listen to Q107 in Maryland growing up, and never heard anyone ask me for money. And people would send it in to you. It was crazy. But maybe they'll send in more tonight. Well, that'd be
kind of
cool.
Not to me. You know, it's to the station. But no, we're not asking for money tonight.
Hey, listen, I got my teeth whitened. Last time I talked to you, you said they were brown. You said they look as brown as an old man's shoes, right?
Well, I think that's what was working against you on spring break, because the black lights bring out the yellow teeth.
It couldn't work against me too much because I bagged a couple of...
Sorority girls, three of them.
Two C pluses and a B minus. Yeah, and a B minus. But
two of them were from a dork fraternity. No, one was from a dork fraternity. Two were from a Jewish sorority.
Right. Yeah, sorority. And they were from the same sorority, and they didn't know what had... maybe they talked later. I don't know. But
they probably both got the same infection after seeing you. So that could be a part of it.
That's the thing. I mean, the teeth look good now. So here's one of the things I want to do now that we're back on good terms. Rocky is playing the musical, and it's supposedly really, really good. And I was wondering if you would go see it with me. Maybe you can even turn into a radio show or something.
I don't know. I'm really busy now. I have a new job, and it's just going to be a crazy month for me. Even my grandma invited me to go see Rocky, and I turned her down. So
well, maybe, that'd be great. I mean,
maybe we could wait a couple months until...
Cheap place. What do you mean a new job? You're working at the station there, right?
I don't work for NPR. I used to work for WFMU, and now I have a new job with a new podcast. So... Oh.
I don't know.
It happened really. I know it happened really suddenly, but that's why I'm doing all live shows for this month and maybe next month too, just while I get my stuff together. But eventually, I'll be back to making the really complicated shows, so I can edit you down and make you more likable somehow.
Wait a second. What?
I'm teasing you.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. If I'm not likable, why have me on the air? I don't understand. Andrew.
We're learning from you. I learned from you. You learned from me. We're both going to be better people through the process.
I'm not a perfect person. I'll admit that. I got into a fight recently on the 5 train. I'll admit that.
What? Wait, what happened?
Well, have you been reading about the Washington Redskins, how they're claiming it's racist and all that?
Not claiming. I think it is.
All right. Well, they're claiming it is. And I grew up a Skins fan, all right? And I grew up when they were champions. I'm a proud fan, all right? So I was wearing a Redskins jacket. It was rush hour. And I got it in Chinatown.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I thought it was kind of cool. You know what? If I wore it in D.C., it would have been a big hit. It was an Indian scalping a Dallas Cowboys fan.
No.
It was bloody, and
no.
Well, so some, Dudley Do-Right decided to take offense at that, and I had to take care of the situation.
I don't think it's a Dudley Do-Right. I just think it's a normal person who noticed and was, reasonably offended by it.
Well, he was all lip and no drip, because what happened was as soon as he said something, he said that's offensive, and I just launched into... See, when someone... When I get into altercations, this has happened a few times in New York, you got to go on the offensive really quick. So he didn't know what hit him. I didn't touch him, but I went after him, and he by the end he was blubbering.
Blubbering? Okay.
Crying.
Oh my God.
So that happened, but that's not everything that's happened. I've had other things happen as well since we've last talked. What was it, 5 weeks ago or so?
Yeah, how's April?
Mostly, a lot of good stuff. Lot of good stuff happened. I left my job at Quiznos.
Oh, right. They're going bankrupt. So wait, were you asked to leave, or did you decide to leave?
Well, I was asked to leave, yes.
Okay. Did you get a cool severance?
No.
Okay.
Well, do you want to hear the whole story?
Of course, yeah.
Are you just saying that, or do you want to hear?
I do want to hear the full story.
Okay,
I really do.
So, all right. April,
I just want to let you know that your phone,
with her on Sunday nights.
Your phone's breaking up just a little bit, so I want to encourage you to head towards the window, or if you were in a room earlier in the call, go back to that room.
Well, I'm using a landline. I just put on the microwave making some mac and cheese. Maybe that was it. I'll turn it off.
Microwave, mac and cheese. Go on. Yes.
So you know about April. She's my escort. We go out to see movies Sunday night, right? So we went, this is a few weeks ago, we went to see, this is not my choice, believe me. She wanted to see Frozen, the Disney movie.
Okay.
So she just turned 32, and to surprise her, I met her at the movie theater, and I bought her a giant panda, one of those things you can buy that they're just huge. You can barely lift it up. And I bought her flowers, and she thought it was cute. So we went into the movie theater, and we're watching this. Have you seen this movie?
Frozen, no.
It's horrible. It's absolute garbage. I mean, supposedly it's based on some famous story. I doubt that. It was almost like the cartoonists were improvising as they were doing it. But I will say this, that Eliza, who was one of the characters, there's two main characters. There's a princess and her sister. The princess was hot, slamming. She was hot.
Wait, she's animated, though, right?
What?
I mean, I thought she was animated. Isn't this an animated film?
She is animated, but I'm just saying she's really hot. for...
I'm just never attracted to anything animated.
The hot cartoon character.
Okay.
Anyway, it lasted forever. It was endless. But April loved it, put her in a good mood. So we hit Dave and Buster's apps afterwards, which we normally do. We brought the giant panda. And she got blackjack barbecue chicken and ribs. I got the sweet barbecue sauce with chicken as well. Got some pretzel dogs, a lawnmower salad. It was awesome. It was balls to the wall. And then we ended it with a ginormous brownie sundae. And I'm friends with the manager, Rich. So he threw in some sugar donut holes. This guy actually is funny. He traveled around for a year following Rusted Root. You ever hear of that band?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So,
you just know people at all the restaurants you go to in Times Square.
Yeah. No, I like food. I like good food, and I like to go out. I like to try different things. So we went there, and it was awesome. And then we went back to my place, and we did it. And I blasted the new Aerosmith CD, which I love, Music from Another Dimension. Thank you. And then we were nude afterwards, just hanging, chilling, talking. We watched the Master Chef Junior on demand, which was awesome, which was romantic. And what else? We watched Hangover 2, which was funny in parts, but there was... Have you seen movie, Hangover 2?
Is her hourly rate the same if you guys are watching movies or
doing
it?
Yeah, it doesn't change, but it's fine. I'm doing fine. But Hangover 2 is an interesting film. It has way too much P and not enough V.
Really?
Way too much P.
I think it's a funny movie.
Well, I'm not really into the P scene, if you know what I mean.
Okay, and I just want to remind you that we're on
live
radio.
But anyway, that's not what happened. So yeah. We did it, and then she's feeling a little bit, you know, like she wants to go some more. And it's not a money-making thing with her. She genuinely likes me.
Oh.
So one of her things is she's always wanted to do it with me in my office, and I never really wanted to. Yeah. All right. So we went to my office, former office now. We were doing it in the kitchen.
No.
Yeah.
And just to remind people, you didn't work at Quiznos making sandwiches. You worked at Quiznos in, like, the copy department.
Right.
Yeah,
this is headquarters.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, it's 4 a.m. No. And what this woman was doing cleaning at this time, from what I heard, she comes like 10 or 11. This woman comes in. She only speaks Mexican. She looks terrified.
Spanish.
She starts screaming. Well, I should also say, too, we were using some of the food from the fridge.
No. I just want the story to stop.
So she came in, and then she was going crazy.
Oh,
I said,
God.
Oh, no, please, please, please don't tell me. She couldn't understand a word I was saying, obviously. I was handing her money, and she thought, you know, like I was trying to come on to her, and I was pulling out my pants, and she was running down. It was awful. But I thought, she can't speak English, so nothing's really going to happen. Well, being who she was, she went and told one of her bosses, who then told someone else, who then told my boss, who wasn't, truthfully, I think secretly he was kind of impressed, but he had to make a show of being upset. You can't, you know, have sex with anyone,
yeah.
Really, but especially an escort,
you really can't.
In the office kitchen.
Did you? He didn't know it was an escort, though, right? I mean.
Well, he does know it's an escort. I'm not ashamed of the fact it's an escort. I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of. So he was upset, and truthfully, though, that really wasn't the straw. The last straw was that, first of all, let me just back up and say this guy is an absolute idiot. I have pitched an amazing amount of ideas to this place, and they have funny ideas that would have been huge hits, and I'm sure Chipotle would have taken it,
Chipotle.
Or anyone else would have taken it. Maybe they still will take it, but these were good ideas, and he, you know, has never shown any interest in my creativity.
Well, I mean, isn't that what a good editor does? Is, you know?
Oh, exactly. He should. Yeah, you have to have an eye for this stuff. He doesn't. He has nothing. So, what happened was I was accused of stealing a laptop, a company laptop.
Okay.
And
that's pretty. That's serious.
It sounds more complicated than it is, because what happened is I have a Dell. It's about 10 years old, and I mucked it up. I jammed it up somehow. It's like, I don't know if they're viruses or what. There's a lot of crazy things from, I think it was from this Eastern European porn that I like. And it's really, quite frankly, I don't want to take it anywhere because I don't want the people to download it, you know, the people who fix it and find out what's on there. So, as you know, I like to write poetry. I like to write a lot of things. And I thought, well, what am I going to write on? I'll just take a company laptop. Well, they freaked out when they found out. Like, I was, you know, accused me of stealing it, doing this and that. So all I needed really was one more warning, and that should have run.
Hey, you can't say that P word.
What?
Yeah, it blanked you off. You can't say that word.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's what I'm saying. I had these can't. What are you talking about?
I had to beep you right there. So I just want to let you know. For some reason, when
all right, whatever. Anyway, listen. Yeah. So I these campaigns that I had at Quiznos. Did I tell you these are three amazing campaigns? I'm going to tell you them real quickly. One was for turkey bacon guacamole.
Holy guacamole!
And
right?
Then the kid says, "Holy guacamole! Eat it slowly." Mm. And then there's one for a kid's turkey and cheese. Okay, so then the tagline was going to read, "Please, geez," and then the mother says, "So easy to appease." And then there was one for chicken bacon ranch flatbread, and there's a guy from like the 18th century. He's a monk from the Middle Ages, and he's holding this flatbread, and he's looking at the camera. He has a little halo over his head, and he's looking at the camera, and it says, "Remember when they thought the world was flat?"
Yeah, I think we went over these at some point. This is super familiar to me. Right. I just can't believe you've been holding on to this grudge against this guy for so long. And I can't believe you also aren't feeling kind of some personal remorse. You know, you made a mistake here. You should have.
Well, how would I make a mistake? I mean, I wasn't bothering a soul. We were both very quiet.
I know, but it's
we
a workplace.
We both had our shoes on. We weren't scuffling around in there.
It's a workplace, so you can't do that at a workplace.
We didn't even put on the light. We put on the light from the refrigerator.
That wouldn't make
a
difference.
It wasn't even like the overhead light was on.
You knew the company policies. You knew that would get you in trouble.
Well, I'm sorry. Did I see that in the book when I joined up? It says no making love in the kitchen at 4 a.m. I mean, I thought this would be in the gray zone, and it obviously was not. But quite frankly, it was a laptop. And also, quite frankly, I think they were... The problem with humor is that everyone wants to be the funny guy, and I was a funny guy at Quiznos, and everyone else wanted to knock me off my perch, right? So everyone's
a comedian,
like
you
made
everyone's
a jokester,
though.
And I think, quite frankly, they were jealous.
Okay. I as a friend, I hope that at some point you reflect on this and you say, "Oh, I made a mistake." You know, I've lost jobs in the past, and I felt like I made a mistake, and I hope that someday you look back and you say, "Oh, right, I will never have sex in the workplace again, and I'll never take a computer without asking."
Can I ask you a personal question? And there's a reason that I'm asking this.
I really don't. Okay, sure.
How many times have you done it since we've last talked? Do you keep a record?
I don't keep a record, no.
What's the number?
I don't know. I'm doing it a few times a week now.
Wow.
I'm dating a guy. Yeah.
All right.
It's all been the same person.
But there's a reason I'm asking. I'm going to write you a poem.
Really?
I need to find out certain things.
Okay.
I need to find out certain things. By the way, I wrote a poem.
Wait, so you're going to do a poem about how many times I've maybe done
it? Well, no, not about that, but that'll be in there.
Okay.
I wrote a poem. You asked me to do this last time after everyone was sending you money for
reason. Yeah.
You asked me to write a thank you poem.
Oh, yes. Everyone,
Can I read that?
Yes, please. Randy's been working on a thank you poem for everyone.
All right. This is called, I didn't name it. Hang on. I wrote this.
I'll name it. We can name it when you're done.
All right. Come here, donor. I'm sorry. Come here, donor. I'd kiss you if I knew you. Thanks for helping out Andrea. Would you kiss back, too? I want to thank you for giving Andrea cash, for taking some extra dough from out of your precious stash. That was nice of you. I wouldn't have done it, but that's cool. Thanks again for giving, even while you're busy earning a living. Truth be told, the radio station is a dump, and I, like a fool, rode out there like a chump. So they really need a lot of stuff. Working there must be incredibly tough. Dirty walls, filthy floors. They're always looking for more. Maybe a fresh coat of paint. giving them money kind of makes you a saint. You gave money to a good cause. Write me at my Twitter address, Randy Demand.
Is
better
Demand.
Yet, send me some photos if you can. And can has two ends, meaning but. Isn't that good?
That's great. I love that. You should. I found a next career for you. I think you should work for Hallmark next.
Well, I didn't want to say anything. I have big news. I have big news and I have bigger news. I'm not going to give you the biggest news. The big news is I sold a book.
Okay. You're not going to give me the biggest news, but that's what we're here to do. We have a whole
you'll
hour.
You'll find out eventually. But the book, which I sold for a good sum, first of all, I need you to sign that paper that I sent you that gives me permission to write this book, because this I first appeared on your show and some of these jokes are on your show. So if you just sign that, I'd appreciate it.
I need to really look it over. So you need to actually send me the papers, and then you can't just tell me to sign something without showing me what it is.
That'd be good. But the book is going to be called something like Randy's Rules.
Who's the publisher?
And the agent and I were talking about this, and he thinks that it could be a funny piece, but also helpful. You know, guys who don't really...
Who's your agent?
I can't say. He's not one of those cheapsters who charges you to read submissions. This guy came after me after hearing me on your show. That's why I got to get you to sign that form. So if you could sign it, I'd appreciate it. But the book is going to be called something like Randy's Rules. Isn't that good?
I can't believe that the agent would approach you for a book and not me. I mean...
Oh, Andrea.
My show.
I have 30,000 friends on Twitter. How many friends do you have?
Oh, my God. I have 2,000 almost.
Right, okay.
25 away.
You know, a lot of publishing just has to do with being able to market yourself. And this guy figures I'm going to be really, really good at that, and I have to agree with him.
Has he asked you to pay him any amount of money so far?
No, he didn't. That may come up in the future, he said, but right now it's good to go. And he said that there's been... He sold it to a publisher, and the paperwork is being done. That's why I need you to sign the paperwork, giving me permission for the book.
You have to send me the paperwork. I have an email address. You know it.
All right. So the book is going to be called Randy's Rules, and it's going to be helpful in different ways. I don't know. I'm just trying
to think of what... What are your rules? Like, what's the focus? Your rules for picking up women?
How to tell the color of a girl's pubes, right? Most guys don't know. Do you know?
You look at her hair.
You look at her eyebrows. It's like a key to a map.
Okay. Aren't the eyebrows usually the same color? Oh, I guess she might dye her hair. Good point. This is good.
Thank
I like
you.
This.
Okay. All right. Never date a chick who's super, super close with her mom.
Why not?
I dated a chick once who, as we were doing it, is talking with her mom on the phone.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
So is that its own chapter?
Okay. Want to get laid? Mention your first animal.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's cute and it's fun, and I think it'll be a hit, not just with men, but with women, too. And it'll be part funny and then part just, informational.
I am so happy for you. Like, I'm just really happy for you.
Thanks. So if you could sign that thing, I'd appreciate it.
I will. Is there an update on the Zombanskis and Millennial Blues, your comic strips?
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned
that.
The Zombanskis. Well, I took a bolt bus down to D.C. to meet with the Washington Post Writers Group. It's a syndicate, and they expressed an interest in both Millennial Blues and the Zombanskis. And the guy I met with, a guy named Alan, was a real idiot. He had no sense of humor, had no connection with young people. So they passed on it, which was good, because then I got a call from UPI, which is another syndicate, saying they want to run both of these. Well, they want to see it first, but they're really interested. Did I tell you about these strips? One is Millennial Blues, which is it's like Kathy, but it's male, and it has to do with 20-somethings. And the other one is Zombianskis, which is a family of zombies who live in the suburbs.
Yeah, I think they're both brilliant. I really love both ideas. And I can't believe no one's done them yet, so I'm happy that you're going to be the guy.
All right, so some of these jokes that I want to go down with, can I read you some of these jokes?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Zombianski is like they're going out to a restaurant, right? And then outside the restaurant, there's a sign that says, no arms, no legs, no problem. So that's one. And then another one will end with someone sleeping, and then one of the zombies will say, are you dead or just happy to see me?
Good.
Now, the third
that's a very
that
common line, and you took a very zombie take on it.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, suburban zombies, that's important. So the millennial blues is like, have you seen Girls?
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah,
talked
so this
about
is Girls, this. But for boys, for the newspaper. And you got Benny, who's 26. He's the partier. And he wants to be a rock musician. He writes a lot of cool lyrics, and he loves blueberry pie. Then you got Stewie, who's 28. He's the nerd of the group. He loves to read Russian novels.
We've talked about this, and I just feel like it's too much backstory for the characters. I just feel like you can't get that across in a four-panel or three-panel or five-panel. I don't know how many panels you're thinking, but...
Well, I'm not done. Betty is 21. She's a major league hottie. She hooks up with Benny. Stewie has a crush on Betty and tries to impress her through various tricks, like yo-yo tricks, magic tricks, things like that. But that's millennial blues. And then the third one, which I haven't told you about, I'm really excited about, is called Animal Quackers.
Ooh.
And they're talking animals, group of animals, and they live in a group home in Williamsburg. And they all talk except for the parrot.
There's a parrot.
The parrot doesn't talk, but all the other animals talk. So it's sort of ironic and different. And anyway, I'm excited about those. So imagine that. I mean, if I have a syndicated strip, at least one of those will sell. I have the book. Then I have the bigger surprise, which I can't tell you at the moment. Those things are going well. And quite frankly, I do have to, I mean, it hurts me to say this, but I have to thank you for putting me on the air a couple times, including tonight, because it does... spread out my brand, and that is why I have 30,000 friends on Twitter.
And everyone should go follow you at Randy is the Man. It cracks me up. You are so funny on Twitter. I think you get Twitter in a way that a lot of people don't.
Oh, really? Thank
yeah.
you. But also, you should mention my mail, which is numberonelover453@yahoo.com.
Okay. Now, Randy, do you remember when I asked, like, we were talking once, and I said, who's your best friend in the whole world? And I was expecting that you would say it was me, but you didn't.
I don't remember who I said. Noah?
Yeah. Noah.
Noah the boa.
Noah
the boa and I worked in Maryland yeah. together at an office supply store called Poke Office Supply. This guy was nuts. This guy, women, customers would sleep with him. They'd come in the store, and he'd say, yeah, you can have whatever you want. You got to sleep with me first. So they would sleep with him and walk out with files,
no.
desks.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I swear. This guy was nuts.
Well, yeah. You know what I did is I tracked him down. I went through your Facebook friends, and I found Noah.
No.
And I've been talking with him. I hope that's okay.
What?
And you won't believe this, but he's actually joining us on the phone now. Welcome to YOY, Noah.
Andrea.
How's it going?
Hey.
I have Randy here, just so you know. He's also on the line.
Noah the boa. It's been so long,
Randy,
bro.
What up, Randy?
wow.
What,
hey,
Noah,
we got to talk about O City. Noah the boa and I used to go to this bar called Big Peckers. And we used to party our A's off there. And there was me, Noah, and a guy named Shane Lewis, and we were known as the Big Pecker Trio.
The what?
The Big Pecker Trio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When's this going to be on the radio?
Right now. So you got to watch your language, like I told you. And we're on, like,
wait.
Right now. So tell people
like,
to... Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm nervous, man. I didn't know it was on the radio.
Well, congratulations. Randy broke here on the station, and maybe you're the next big WFMU star. Did you hear Randy got a book deal?
What? No, I ain't talked to Randy in a while.
No, a lot has happened since you last saw me, bro. I'm not kidding. Yeah.
What's it? What book?
Oh, yeah, it's called Randy's Rules. Got a lot of fun stuff. All right, here's one. How can you tell the color of a girl's pubes?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Just look at her eyebrows. It's like a key to a map. Sorry.
Sick?
Yeah. No, I'm not sick. So what's going on, Noah? Where are you? Are you in Maryland?
Oh, no. No, I'm in my truck right now.
In Maryland?
No, man, I'm down in Fort Lauderdale. You know where I'm from.
You all right?
Yeah. you know, things all right. I'm just been down here for a while. You know, I think you, I mean, we ain't talked in a while, but you know how things went down. And, you know, I've been staying in this structured living residence center, what they call it. I can't really talk on the phone there because we got to share a phone. And
I don't know what that is.
I bought a friend. So what's that?
I don't know what a structured living residence center is. Is that like a retreat?
It's like a fancy term, I guess, for a halfway house.
Okay.
I'm getting myself back together. I spent a little time away in, Broward County Jail, and I had some issues and stuff, and I don't know. Randy, you probably know about some of those, but...
Yeah, but bro, that's between us, you know? I mean, whatever happens is water under the bridge.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you okay?
Huh?
We had some fun. You want to tell her about the...
We did have some fun, man.
Yeah.
Shane Lewis, the one got in touch with me.
No.
He told me about this show you're doing, and then put me in touch with Andrea, and so, you know, we're on the radio, whatever. But... me and Randy and Shane used to go to Big Peckers, and man, we used to get drunk.
Where was this? Where were you guys living?
What?
Where were you guys living?
At the time. Where were we living?
Yeah.
I met Randy when we worked at the office supply store.
This is back in Maryland.
We weren't living together or anything.
Okay.
But yeah, we were up in that area, you know. But they call it the little OC, Ocean City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wild. Ocean City, Maryland, not New Jersey, which is horrible. But
no,
we used to go down to
Veep. No, Maryland was the place.
No,
man.
No,
back
no.
then, we used to, we were all over the boardwalk.
Yeah. We used to take these bumper boats to these man-made lakes. It was crazy. We used to get drunk and do
Randy
that, Andrew.
Randy used to get drunk, and then he would dance around to that song by the Spin, what is it, the Spinning Doctors?
Spin Doctors.
Pocket Full of Kryptonite. Oh, man, you used to sing that. You sing that so loud. That was some good times.
I did like them. Actually, I still like them. I just got the new Aerosmith CD. It's really good. You should check it out.
Who?
Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah, man, I like them. They're still at it, man. They're still going at it.
Yeah, they're still going strong.
I remember them days.
This is such a nice moment. You guys reconnecting and...
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I can't believe you found him. It's been so long. Truthfully, I never run into friends here. No, I'm up in New York City. I'm a writer. I'm a successful writer. I write poetry and books, and I appear... regularly on the radio.
Well, you also just lost your job. You could tell him about that.
Well, I'll tell you later about...
I remember, he tell you about... He used to dress up like a Shakespeare clown or whatever.
No, I didn't do that.
Really?
He'd walk around the boardwalk, and he'd recite his poetry.
What?
Like, anybody who would listen, man, he would like... He wanted. Well, the whole thing is he wanted me to follow him with a camera... This is where a bunch of things changed in my life, is when the documentary, and he wanted me to follow him around, like, when he was like,
yeah,
you know about Poetry Slam?
Well, the listeners have heard this once. Randy told us that there was about a month that someone was following him around with a camera, and that's part of what led me to you, Noah.
That's right. It was a documentary that they wanted to make about me.
Yeah, well... Yeah, you wanted to make it, and,
No, they wanted to make it.
I don't understand who wanted to make it, though.
Yeah,
like, was it a school project, or...?
You came
well, there
was
two characters at Montgomery College who found me and liked me and thought I'd be fun to be a subject from a documentary.
Yes.
I remember you coming to me. You said, hello?
We're here.
Oh, sorry. You said, I'm not used to these cell phones, like clicking and stuff. You said to me, hey, man, you got to shoot this. You said this was right around the time. Sorry, man, I get all jumbled up. the Blair Witch movie with the, you remember that Blair Witch movie?
Yeah, the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, you remember how you saw that? You took me to that. You must have seen that 20 times, man. You said that. You said, this would be bigger than that. We're going to shoot this. I'm going to do my poetry. And then you make this movie for me, and this is going to be big time. You remember saying that to me?
I don't remember that now, no.
Oh, man, come on.
So this is when you guys were working at the office supply store. How did you guys come to get those jobs? Like, were you both working there? Or just
we both worked there. I worked there, and I got Randy the. Well, I didn't get him the job. We started at the same time, but I, you know, roughly. I worked there for a little bit, and then I used to meet a lot of women there, and it was fun. But I got in trouble. Like, some people started to catch on, so I started to date the daughter of the guy who owned the place, and
it's awesome. What was she like?
Oh man,
you talking about Shelly, Noah?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, talking about Shelly.
How's Shelly doing?
Oh man, I ain't talked to her in God, man, it's probably been 10 years. Whoa. But we got married. Back then. I ended up marrying her, and then, you know, we had a kid, and that business was supposed to be mine, and, you know, her dad, Big Steve, was gonna give me the business, and, you know, we were gonna have a comfortable life, and then some things changed around. I made some bad decisions, you know. I was gonna help Randy make this film, and I thought,
oh my gosh.
You know, I thought this was going to be, like, something that, you know, we would do and do together. And I saw potential. You know, I said, Randy, you know, this guy knows how to do a lot of stuff. He makes, you know, he talks a good game, you know. And I believed in that game. And, you know, so
Andrea, this is not true. This guy has been on drugs for 20 years.
Yeah.
What's that?
Noah, this isn't true. First of all, I never asked you for money. I never asked you to make a movie. The two guys in Montgomery College wanted to make a movie about me. So don't blame you losing. You lost money in a different way, and you know that.
Hey, man, listen, let me tell you quickly. Those two guys in Montgomery County College, we were walking through the campus. You were playing a little guitar, whatever that thing is. You dress up all Shakespeare. And
ukulele.
Two guys said, hey man, were you making a movie? And that's it. That's the only thing that happened. You said, hey man, let's make this movie. You didn't make me do anything, man, but like I forged some signatures, I took out a second mortgage, and everything
to buy like cameras there. Or what was this for?
Say again?
Was this for cameras or lighting or like why? Why did the film cost
money?
Know,
yeah, I didn't have that equipment. I could use some of it from, you know, public access station, but it only goes so far. And then, you know, Randy said that there'd be a lot of promotional PR fund. And
was this like on a VHS? Like, what kind of camcorder? Is this VHS like required tape and stuff? Like,
yeah,
how long ago is this?
Yeah, it was. The VHS square tape right into the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, you know, it's cute that you got him and all, but this is going to be my show today. So
Come on.
Could just hang up on him, I'd appreciate it. This guy is out of his mind. He's horrible. I was never really good friends with him. It was just sort of...
Randy,
oh, man.
This is like your backstory, you know? Like, we're going to get to hear about your origins. I would have never found out about this cool Shakespeare thing you used to do.
Well,
hey, listen,
tell me more about Randy.
But then I got into writing. But the whole point is that this show is supposed to be about me and not this goofball.
Hey, man,
this
if there was ever a moment about you, I think it's right now, man. Because
Noah, tell me more about what Randy was like.
No, it's fine. You know what? It's fine. Andrew, please.
I just want to hear what you were like. I just want to hear, like,
I'll
was
tell
he
you what I was
he
like.
Successful
I was,
with the ladies? Like,
you know what he was like?
How did the film go?
He had some good poems. And he could get, like, the girls wouldn't listen to him and stuff. He was good, man. I ain't put you down there. nobody put a gun to my head and said, take out a second mortgage, you know, ruin
your business.
I didn't
tell you to take out anything.
You wanted to get out of that business.
You wanted to make it as a filmmaker because your favorite movies were the Police Academy movies and you like comedy.
Now you're full of crap. Because, listen, my favorite movie is Hooper. I got a dog named Hooper. My favorite director is Hal Needham. He was a stuntman, and he was a director, and he was a writer. He made Hooper. He made that movie Rad about BMX. You remember that movie?
You wanted to get out of Maryland. You wanted to be a filmmaker because you thought you had it in you. Well, you didn't, because I wanted to get out of Maryland. I wanted to do something artistic, and you know what? I did. I achieved it. Where are you now? You're sitting in a car in the Everglades.
It's a truck. It's 2004 GMC Canyon, and I own it. So you know, I may be where I am, but I'm not the one that convinced. You know, said I want to. You know, we're gonna make it, me and you. Like we're gonna make it. We're going all the way to Hollywood, and then you know, suddenly I found myself bankrupt, and I ain't seen my son in 10 years.
Well, no. I was 23 at the time. 23. That was a youthful indiscretion. You were what? 29? 28? You were way too old to be giving me money like that. Okay. So, in retrospect. You shouldn't have given me the money. That's fine. You shouldn't have taken out a second mortgage. But you can't blame me for what the wreck that has happened with your life. I can't help it that you haven't seen your son. What does that have to do with me and Randy Dandy documentary?
Listen, you turn your back on me. That's all I'm saying. You know, I lost some money. I got into trouble. And then I called you up. And what I get, the same thing I'm getting right now. Like, oh, no, this guy's crazy. He's on drugs. Man, I ain't never did no drugs. At least I wasn't kicked out of the military, right?
Oh, well, I wasn't. I was an honorable discharge. You know.
I didn't know that.
First of all,
it was
a general discharge under honorable conditions due
to
mental issues that interfere with military service.
You know what happened?
I need you guys to be respectful to each other. Like, Randy, it was really nice of Noah to make the time to come on YOY tonight and talk to us, so I need you to be nice to him, okay?
Well, you know that it was a general discharge. The only reason I was smart... Because I faked being crazy because I didn't want to parade every day. I was 17 years old. You know that.
I didn't know you were in the military.
That's not true. He was 22. He started laughing during drills, and they didn't stop laughing. Then they had to put him in the hospital. And he laughed.
It's called my first acting job.
What's that? Your first acting job?
Yeah, my first acting job.
And what was the second one? When you bankrupt my family and then my son?
Oh, no. That's no acting. That's reality, I guess.
Yeah, you're the same. You know, I wish I'd made that documentary because then at least everybody would know for real in the movie theater what the true Randy is, you know?
Andrew, did you know this was going to... Did you interview him beforehand and say and know that he was going to be talking this jive?
We were like... I was talking to him about his dog and...
Yeah, right.
Hey, listen. I didn't come here to talk bad about nobody. I don't know what went wrong, but, you know, I'm not the one... Look... My wife and son, I ain't seen them, and I miss them. But, you know, at least you can understand what happened there. When I make a mistake, financial problems go wrong. But, Randy...
Ooh, I'm crying. My anus is puckering. Yeah, I don't care, Noah. I really don't about your pathetic life.
What about you? You've been through two wives, right? You tell them about that?
Well, the first one was annulled, so no, I was been through one wife, and then second the one had
one,
a mental breakdown.
One,
had a mental
was,
breakdown.
It
had nothing to do with money or anything else. You know that.
Hey, the first one was dating me when you met her. Her name was Cheryl, and I dodged a bullet, tell you the truth, because she nearly bit your thumb off when you guys right before you broke up.
Hey, you want to dance, bro? I'll do the cha-cha right in your chooch face. Who are you to come on my show and start talking like
my this? My show. It's my show, guys.
Hey, this
who
is
are you?
Andrea's show, man. That thing.
You know what? Both of you... You know what, Andrea? Hey. Forget it. Done.
Hey, listen. That's all I need.
Don't bother calling me anymore.
Big shot. No,
you need to chill out, Randy. This is
embarrassing.
This is
goodbye.
Fine. We're just
goodbye.
Learning about you.
Goodbye.
Hello.
I'm still here. Looks like Randy hung up.
Hey,
which
listen,
is great because now I don't have. He's going to be my guest for the hour.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. He's a hothead, and I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I know.
That's not. That ain't my
Well, we knew that this might happen when we were talking on Facebook. I mean, you said that you had stuff but you wanted to bring up some of this stuff, and he was not going to handle it well. So I appreciate you trying anyways. It was really nice.
Well, you know, maybe look, my forte has never been communication. I got my own issues, you know. I had a few beers, and it's because I get nervous, you know. I ain't talked to Randy, and it's been years. You know, we were very good friends, you know. But,
yeah.
Like, some stuff happens, and, you know, he can't own up to it. You know, he can't. I'm sorry. Hold on. I don't got a lot of friends, all right? But, like, you know, when you try to reconnect, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Andra. You know, things.
I know. Things. So, wait, what do you want to get out of Randy? Because, you know, he's never going to change. I tried to get him to admit why, you know, he just got fired from his job for some very, you know, clear things that he did wrong. And he can't ever see that he's done wrong. So it's like, it's almost like you just have to forget that he's ever going to come around.
Yeah.
You can't hold on to hoping that he's going to get this.
I don't want him. Look, I miss my friend, you know, but
yeah.
Like, you know, I wish he could just admit that we made some mistakes together, you know, and not like, you know, not put it on me like I'm crazy or like on drugs, you know, because, I mean, I really got excited. He made me excited for what we could do together, you know, like artistically. And then, you know, yeah, I did it. You know, I went about it the wrong way to get the monies and stuff. And, like,
yeah.
I lost my wife and my kid and, you know, Big Steve. You know, nearly had a heart attack. I ain't seen any of them. That was my family, you know. And then it was a series of bad decisions. It just went downhill from there. And I kept stealing and I kept making mistakes. And it's not
yeah.
Randy's fault, but, like, you know,
need
somebody.
Yeah.
I just need a friend in that moment. And
well, it sounds like you're getting stuff together, though. Like, things are getting better for you now. Like, you're telling me about your craft? Your new craft?
My craft?
You have a craft that you've been working on?
Well, yeah, I've been working. I've been taking a public speaking course.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And so I would love to be like a sports announcer. But, you know, I know it's a pipe dream. But, you know, that's just like people say, like, you got a pretty cool voice. Like, you could do some. You know, sports, you know, like at the baseball games when, you know, like the guy sits up there.
Yeah, no, that'd be a great
job. I'm not even talking about TV. I'm just talking about at the stadium, you know. It's like,
yeah,
number 34, you know, Ricky Hernandez, next up to bat. You know, like, everybody cheer, you know, that kind of stuff.
You'd be good. I like your voice.
Yeah, you're sweet, you know, and I appreciate it. And I feel like I ruined your show. So,
No, you haven't. Actually, we have our first caller of the night. Joining us on the phone is Cameron, who says he has a question for us.
Hello?
Hey, Cameron.
Hi. If you're a little quiet, but I can hear you.
Okay. Do you have a question for my guest, Noah the Boa?
Well, it was more directly towards Randy, but I guess I could talk to Noah. I mean, since Randy's not here anymore. But yeah, I was wondering about with the whole film documentary, like, what was your plan to release it? And, like, do you still, you know, if you still have the footage, is there any plan to release the footage at all?
Great question. Thanks so much.
Yeah, well, Randy had a lot of, Randy was going to take the reins as far as, like, how to release it. And, you know, like, he was kind of the mouth. He was going to get in touch with festivals. The problem is, you know, we do have some footage, but a lot of what we have mostly is Polaroids and some audio tape. There was video taken, but what we started with was a Polaroid camera and a tape recorder, because we went down. We wanted to plot out, like. I know it's a documentary, and it was, but we wanted to do some, scout some locations and go to some different places and see what Randy looked like and, like, you know, hear the acoustics of different places. So we got a lot of Polaroid pictures, and we got some audio tape. And then once we started shooting, see, you know, I needed that money for a lot of the equipment. And then once I got that money and we got the equipment, then things went bad pretty fast because I just, you know, as I said, I forged some signatures, and people were onto me pretty quick. And then the whole thing fell apart. Luckily, now I know that the equipment got seized, but all the tapes I still have.
That's so great. I'd love to get, I mean, I'd love to get those for you. I could send some, like, pre-addressed stamped envelopes or something to you.
Yeah, well, I'd love to get them to you, but they're in storage space.
Okay.
In Maryland, and, you know,
Are you, like, a big documentary fan? Like, you know, I love the idea that you guys, as a group of friends, took it upon yourself to document this creative character. You know, I love to tell the stories of my friends, and I'm so much more likely to book a friend for my show than someone who wrote a book or something. And I love the idea that you are taking your own skills as a storyteller and bringing it back to your own community. I think that's really beautiful.
Oh, hey, that's pretty cool. Yeah, you know, I never really thought about it that much. Randy said it'd be a cool way to get girls. And at the time, you know, that really hit home with me. Now, thinking back, it's like, man, you're a dummy. You know, how dumb can you be, you know? But, like, we live and learn, right? You know, but I think I like movies.
Yeah. Just some, you know. What are your favorite movies?
Well, like I said before, I like Hal Needham, who was a stuntman, and then he was a director,
yeah.
And also he's a writer and an actor. But he directed that movie Hooper, with Burt Reynolds played a stuntman.
And that's how you named your adorable Chihuahua. I love the photo, like, well, Chihuahua Mutt. I love the photos of him.
Yeah. Oh man, he's the best. He's my only friend, you know.
Yeah.
I got real lucky because I.
He looks so mean. It's really cute.
He looks mean?
Yeah, he looks really mean.
Oh no, man. He's mean. He's like Randy. Like if you poke him, like he can be really mean. But like he's not mean with me. Like he's cool. You know. He's like he's kind of like the Jan Michael Vincent character in Hooper. You know, when I first met him, like he strut around and stuff, but. He was a stray living outside of the residence center where I was staying. And one day I said, man, can I take this dog in? And they were like, nope, we can't have dogs here. And so I just kept feeding him and stuff. And then I built like a little home, a lean-to outside for him. And then, you know, that's where he stays now. But he's still my dog, you know. I mean, he's my best friend.
Oh, I get that. Like, I feel like my dog's my best friend, too.
What's your dog's name?
She's Mabel. She's really cute.
Mabel?
Mabel. I like dogs with old people names.
Oh, that's yeah. Cool. That I had I knew a woman named Mabel who had a boarding house.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing some work around and I would do some maintenance, and she let people stay in her house, and then one time she served this ham. She made a soup with this ham bone, and there was some maggots in it, and
oh god,
yeah, it was bad news. She was a nice lady, man, but you know, when you get past a certain age, man, I don't think you should be cooking.
Yeah, no, that's true. Since we have this, since Randy gave up on the show and totally ditched us tonight, what else should we know about him that he would never tell me? That like hasn't, that I don't know about him already. Like he told me once that he was, well, okay. So we kind of got into the fact that he was married twice. He refuses to talk about either of his ex-wives. I'm trying to think about what else I've been wondering about his backstory.
He was married twice. Now our buddy Shane, he tell you about our buddy Shane who was part of the Big Pecker Trio, right?
I don't know much about Shane. He's not on
Shane
Facebook.
Shane Lewis, he hung out with us when we worked at Polk Office Supply, but he didn't work there. He worked next door. at a Little Caesars. It's a pizzeria joint.
Okay.
And so
I think
anyway,
those are everywhere. Yeah.
But Shane's been keeping tabs on Randy, and he'll get in touch with me. And he told me that Randy's second wife was a big gold digger, and that she robbed Randy of like most of his life savings. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but
I mean, he seems to still. I mean, he still has a nice place, and you know, he's.
Have you been to his place?
No, but he's told me about it. I know. He's able to afford these. Like, he has these like rare frogs. He has a lot of like rare albino frogs in his place.
Listen, man, let me tell you. Unless you've seen anything that Randy has, I would just be slightly.
You know what he told me once? He told me that he has posters that no one else has. And, like, I think about that all the time. Like, what would be a poster that no one else has? Because the nature of a poster means it was printed, you know?
Yeah, you know, but you know you can print your own posters these days.
I mean, maybe, but what poster would... I don't even know what it's going to... Maybe it's Eastern European porn or something.
He was nearly... He was arrested. Remember when he was almost arrested? Now let me know. I don't want bad mouthing, but like there was a public library. Oh man.
Oh god.
I shouldn't say this.
Really?
Cause, like,
I want to know so bad though.
he Googled. I don't even know if it was Google back then, but you know what Google is.
Yeah.
You know, when you search on the computer for something.
Right. Probably like Ask Jeeves if it was back in the day.
It was probably what?
I don't know. Ask Jeeves. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
so he was.
Yeah, or like one of those, yeah, or whatever. You remember that?
Yeah, they're still around.
He put in Harry plus genitals plus teenager.
Oh, my God. No.
At a public library.
I am so not surprised by this. Like, nothing about this is surprising to me.
And
oh, my God, he's calling. I'm going to put him on hold.
Let me just say he did that more than once.
Okay. My wonderful call screener, Nick the Bard, says Randy is on line one. Welcome back to the show, Randy.
Oh, you know, you're a little girl, just make big stinky, right? You know, just make big mess. Is that just throwing your stuff around? Are you happy now? Listen, it's real simple. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live, all right? And for you to have done this is outrageous.
Done what? It was a surprise for you.
Brought him on the show. He's nuts.
This was a surprise for you.
Hey, I'm still on the show.
Yeah, he's still here.
So he's on the show, and then you kick me off the show.
You hung up on us.
I'm a gunslinger, yo. I'll come after you, Noah. Noah the Bud. You know how he got that name? He came up with it himself. He said he had a big old snake between his legs. More like a garden snake. I've seen that snake.
Oh,
it ain't big.
Guys, this is not okay. I really got to wrap up the show.
Hey, listen. I'm not the
Please
one peeping
nice.
In people's windows.
You know what? I didn't want to say it. I'm going to say it now. I got my own podcast, and it's not coming through yet. It's going to, and you can go do what you got to do. I'm going up against you. Forget it. I'll go on and do what I need to do. Goodbye. Hey, Noah, I'll see you in your dreams, buddy.
Yeah, I hope so, because
okay, he hung up again. Oh, my gosh.
This guy.
That guy.
Well, maybe we could talk again sometime.
I'd love that. You're the best. You're such a nice guy. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
And it was my pleasure, Andrea. I'm sorry if things got whacked out, but, you know.
Not your fault. It's that crazy guy, Randy. Take care of you, okay?
What?
Take care of you. Be good. Bye.
Okay, see you later.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Dave Emery, our favorite anti-fascist.
Side one, for the record, program number 782, titled All's Well That's Orwell, Part Two, The Ministry of Truth and the Ukrainian Crisis, Part 2, subtitled Shmeiman Uber Ales. This has been recorded on March 16th of the year 2014. We're going to take up once again our coverage of what is going on in the Ukraine, and in this case, not only what is going on in the Ukraine, but the coverage, the nature of American journalistic coverage of what is going on in the Ukraine. In the description for this show, and there are always article length, rigorously annotated and excerpted descriptions for each For the Record program in the For the Record category on the front page of the SpitfireList.com website. And I will link to an article and excerpt some text from a relatively famous new Rolling Stone magazine article from September of 1977. It was authored by Carl Bernstein of Watergate fame, Watergate coverage fame, and it is about the CIA's role with major American media, and in particular the New York Times, or the Gray Lady, as it is known. The New York Times is by far and away America's best daily newspaper. It is also, however, the CIA's number one propaganda asset. It was the New York Times, for example, that published the untenable Warren Report and continues to defend it to this day. Again, the Times is our best paper and worth reading, but boy, oh boy, do you have to handicap it. It's like playing baseball. When you step up to the plate with the New York Times on the mound, you want to make very sure which way the ball is curving and which way it's going to break, because otherwise they will pitch you a curve and you will go down swinging, and that has happened a great deal. In For the Record 781, we took a look at large excerpts of a chapter from a book titled The Return, the book actually was titled Analyzing Fascist Discourse, European Fascism in Talk and Text. It was edited by Ruth Wodak, W-O-D-A-K, and John E. Richardson, published by Routledge, R-O-U-T-L-E-D-G-E, in 2013. And there was a very valuable chapter in that book by Professor Per, P-E-R Anders, A-N-D-E-R-S, Rudling, R-U-D-L-I-N-G, of Lund University in Sweden. That's spelled L-U-N-D. That chapter is titled The Return of the Ukrainian Far Right, The Case of V.O. Svoboda. And it is about the Svoboda Party. That is a Ukrainian fascist political party that is a direct heir to the OUNB of Stefan Bandera, a Third Reich ally. Svoboda is very explicit about being a descendant of and an ideological compatriot of the Banderites. And Svoboda is explicitly fascist and extremist, although they go to considerable length to make themselves out to be more mainstream and more moderate. In fact, as we looked at in the program last week, it will be difficult to exaggerate how fascistic, how bigoted, and how extreme Svoboda really is. They glorify street fighting. They are doctrinaire. Doctrinaire anti-Semites and anti-Russians, but also anti-Pole, anti-Asiatic, as they call them, and anti just about everybody. And their top ideologist, the ideological mentor for Oleg Tyanyabuk, the leader of the party, is a guy named Mikhail Shishin. And Mikhail Shishin is about as ripe as it gets. He couldn't be called a Holocaust denier or Holocaust revisionist. He is a Holocaust celebrant. He thinks it was one of the best things that ever happened and that it should be repeated. When Viktor Yushchenko came to power in the Ukraine as a result of the so-called Orange Revolution, we have looked at the fact that his wife was a woman named the former Ekaterina Shumachenko. She had been not only Ronald Reagan's deputy director of public liaison, but also had been one of the top people in the top OUNB front organization in the U.S., the UCCA. Under Yushchenko, what was literally an Orwellian Ministry of Truth, that is, as in 1984, by George Orwell, the Institute for National Memory was set up, and former KGB archivists, now under the auspices of SBU, that was the new Ukrainian intelligence service, began systematically rewriting and revising Ukrainian history and stood it on its head. The top official in charge with doing that was a guy named Volodymyr Vyalichizin. Volodymyr Vyatrovich, I may be mispronouncing that, and many of these other Ukrainian names. He was not only the head of this revisionist project under Yushchenko, but also the head of a top OUNB front organization in the Ukraine. And under Yushchenko,